Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Dr. Amy Hager, founder and CEO of The Night Watch, Maryland's only child care service that provides families with overnight child care. And Dr. Hager, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Obviously, looking forward to hearing all the details on The Night Watch. How is your business providing resources to essential workers right now? Let's kick it off with that.
Well, up until about Sunday, child care for essential workers had been covered by the state. So it was really wonderful. We were able to serve a lot more families, get some new families. So that was great. But to kind of transition, because the funding is ending, we've been working tirelessly to make sure that our essential parents are getting signed up for the state voucher program. And then just other ways that we've been, you know, just doing some, you know, gift cards. You know, they're working hard. And so we want to just do some parent appreciation stuff. Not to mention we've been trying to give them some at-home resources in regards to stress. Our kids have been, we've been noticing a lot more, you know, bedwetting and crying and things like that at nighttime. And they're just picking up the stress from just the world right now.
And isn't that the truth? And certainly providing a stress reliever in that regard. Now, what are you doing in your child care differently because of COVID-19?
So in order for us to be one of these emergency child care centers for essentials, we had to agree to some stipulations in regards to, you know, taking temperatures and, you know, making sure we didn't have too many kids in the center. And then in regards to what we've done with curriculum, because we're overnight centers, so we're not, you know, doing circle time and ABCs and all that stuff like a regular center would do. So we have really stepped up our mental health game. So we have a YouTube channel for the Night Watch Child Care Center, and we have resources on there to help specifically with COVID-related stress. In regards to, you know, stepping up your bedtime routine, even just doing some self-reflection. We're going to be incorporating some yoga that's custom made just for kids, just to anything that we can add those additional services, because I don't see the stress. While places are starting to reopen, the stress of all of this is going to continue. And, you know, what's wrong with teaching kids healthy, you know, healthy living practices? So I'm okay with that, too.
And good for you on that. Now, also, how can parents and guardians offer similar support at home? Get into some of those details.
Yeah. Well, of course, they can get the stress information about COVID-related stress on our YouTube channel for the Night Watch Child Care Center. And then you can also go to our website at thenightwatchchildcare.com. And what we ended up doing when everybody started staying home and the parents were, there was this, oh, we don't want to do homeschool, and they're stressing out about all the work that they're sending home, getting sent home from their teachers. What we decided to do was we made some bingo cards that you can actually use with different superhero movies to make connections to do those higher order thinking skills, and kids making connections to other movies, that actually is a early reading skill. So it was a way that you could still have some fun with your kids and not be super stressed about whatever assignment was going on, but you were still, you know, improving some reading skills and higher order thinking.
Certainly some great resources that you're offering today. We're joined by Dr. Amy Hager, founder and CEO of The Night Watch, Maryland's only child care service that provides families with overnight child care. And Dr. Hager's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tell us, if you would, how are you supporting other child care workers based on your experience during this pandemic?
Yeah, well, the first thing we wanted to do was make sure we were really visible anytime we got information. So, you know, if we saw the governor go live, we were on it and we were taking notes. Anything that had to do with our families and our community, anything we got from the Maryland State Department of Education, we were doing lives, we were doing Instagram stories, we were doing email blasts. We just wanted to make sure that we were getting information out as quickly as possible. And then we would have other centers kind of reach out and get clarification. So it was really nice to kind of be a beacon of information during this time. And then what also we did, if you go on our website at thenightwatchchildcare.com, we actually have some resources. It's called a little mini course called Did COVID Catch You Slipping? And it's just, you know, nobody was expecting this for just the world to shut down. And, you know, while we've been able to stay open, there are some centers that are just now starting to open. So, you know, they're no longer the days of all the kids playing together and using the same toys. And so we have to kind of rethink of what is the day going to be structured like? How can we keep the kids safe? How can they still have fun and still learn? So if you go to our website, they can actually get free resources right then things that we've been doing to kind of, keep everybody healthy and safe, but still, you know, learn and have fun.
Awesome stuff right there. And again, what a resource for folks to take advantage of. And it's awesome that you provide this service. Also, I'd be curious, how has cost changed for your clients, and are essential workers treated any different?
Well, one of my favorite things that have come out of this was, you know, the essential child care, our essential parents getting free child care. Our parents work evening overnights, and they were already essential before we had them. So we didn't drop any parents. We were able to kind of continue. And I really, really like the fact that they were prioritized. Often we have to fight tooth and nail to get things for our evening and overnights because it's those non-traditional hours. And so to see them being put and see our governor put his money where his mouth is, and immediately there was no loops they had to jump through. They immediately got this money, and it was just really, really amazing. But now that the funding has ended, we're making sure that we are working with our parents to get their vouchers. And to other child care centers, I would really stress whatever you can do to get the cost down. We want to make sure things are affordable, but at the same time, we want to be able to hire amazing staff and offer, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables for lunch and, you know, lunch and snacks. We want to be able to offer those services. So we can't lower the price, but we also want to make it affordable. So finding other ways of residual income, whether it's creating curriculum, you know, people are doing stuff every day. They're doing lesson plans every day. What's to keep you from slapping a little letterhead or a nice cover sheet and uploading it to sell it? The other thing that we're doing at the Night Watch is I actually serve on a committee in our local. We meet with the mayor once a week on Wednesdays, and my job is to go and talk about what services our parents need. And this week specifically is going to be about, as we're continuing to open Maryland back up, what else do our parents need COVID-related? And one of my parents is, she has a green card. She's married to an American citizen, has an American citizen son, yet she cannot apply for this voucher program. But she was included in the essential group. So it was really wonderful to, again, see the governor step up and include another marginalized group of people who, she's a nurse. She's in Maryland. She could be anywhere in the world, and she chooses to come to our area and help our families and help our community, and she needs to be taken care of. So, you know, tomorrow, that's what I'm going to be bringing to the table. So just getting involved in local politics, because even if we can't change a rule tomorrow, I'm now putting it in somebody's ear. And if a small business wanted to sponsor her tuition, that would be sufficient to me. I don't care where we get the money, but I really would like her, and other, and she's not the only one. I know there's plenty of moms that are working, but because of their immigration status are not able to get the same benefits as somebody else. And if you're an essential worker, you're essential to our country, then you should be getting some type of resource.
And that is for certain on that. Dr. Hager, really appreciate what you're doing in the space through the Night Watch in the state of Maryland and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Well, I think, you know, in addition to COVID, other things that are going on in our country and in our planet right now, I think that we need to, don't get overwhelmed by global change. One person, one center cannot do global change, but it's one person in one center doing very little changes, little mind shifts that's really going to keep all of this moving, whether it's healthy lifestyles, whatever it's going to be. I just think that we need to just take it baby steps and don't be overwhelmed. And do understand that your little choices do make a major impact.
Totally agree with you 100%, and thanks for those concluding remarks. Just a great way to end things here today. Again, folks, it is the nightwatchchildcare.com. Dr. Hager, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Amy Hager, founder and CEO of the Night Watch, Maryland's only child care service that provides families with overnight child care. And for all the details, once again, visit thenightwatchchildcare.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.